Second Chronicles chapter 32 and the verse 25. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Ingratitude, unthankfulness, is a very common sin. It is a sin that is frequently referred to in Scripture and is often described. The sin of ingratitude or unthankfulness is of two kinds, according to the two tables of the divine law. There is ingratitude to man, and there is ingratitude to God. Ingratitude to man, the Bible has some things to say about that, and we all know ourselves how low a thing ingratitude among men is, how base it is. If someone helps someone in the way, we would expect the conscience of that other person to be grateful and to be thankful. Now, gratitude, of course, doesn't mean that you give the exact same in kind to what you've received. Doesn't mean that at all. But it means some return, even just so much as to say thank you, or to say something along those lines. Gratitude is the gratefulness of the heart to someone, however mildly shown, for benefit received. And there is many examples of gratitude and ingratitude in the Bible. We read there about the ten lepers. That's a classic example, isn't it? They were all cleansed. They'd all received a benefit from the Lord. But only one returned to give thanks, to give gratitude and glory to God. And the Lord expressed surprise at that. And then there are other examples of it in the Bible as well. You'll remember how Joseph did the chief butler a kindness, because they were both sad, the baker and the butler, that morning, whenever Joseph went into their cell, and he saw them sad, and he spent a moment with them to try to encourage them, and he even interpreted their dreams. And the chief butler, of course, he was particularly delighted at the kindness of Joseph. And Joseph just asked a little thing in return. He says, remember me to Pharaoh. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says he didn't. He forgot Joseph. So that was an example of ingratitude to men. And there are other examples of it as well. But gratitude, ingratitude is particularly base whenever not only is the kindness not acknowledged, but whenever an unkindness is done to that person who formerly was kind to you. In other words, doing evil to the person who did good to you, and that's ingratitude of the worst kind. Returning evil for good, and there are examples of that in the Bible among men, and I'm sure there would be many volumes of it filled up in the example of human history. Ingratitude, unkindness done to those who formerly were kind. The case of that is David to Nabal. David's protected Nabal's flock and didn't do him any harm and preserved his sheep and looked after him with his army of men by the way. And then Nabal did him an unkindness and an injustice for all that David did for him. And the Bible says, whosoever rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. That's a very solemn word indeed. Whosoever rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. So let us remember that in our thought of ingratitude to man. Let us be thankful to our fellow men if they do us a kindness. But I'm not speaking of ingratitude to man tonight. I'm speaking of ingratitude to God. However common ingratitude among men is to one another, it is far more common against the Lord. It is far more frequent to God. God is a great benefactor. God is the great one who pours out all blessings upon all men, who makes the sun to shine upon the just and the unjust. God's hand is always full, and it's always open, and it's always pouring out immense, immense blessings upon this globe. And so he's the one who gives the most good, the immense good, and yet he's the one who receives the least praise and the least thanks. So ingratitude to God is a sin of great proportion and one of much infinite dimension almost. It's a great sin. It's a sin that is prevalent among our society. We feel the wickedness of ingratitude to men. And even society knows something about that. And they see that that's a wickedness. But you know, society doesn't see the wickedness of ingratitude to God. And society is unthankful to God. Every man is unthankful to God. It's a common sin. Every individual, to a greater or lesser degree, is unthankful to God. It's the great sin of families. It's the great sin of homes. It's the great sin of congregations. It's the great sin of town folk and of nations. Yes, it's the great sin of the world. Unthankful to God. It's the sin of the whole human race. And that's the sin referred to in our text tonight. Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. That's the sin of ingratitude to God. Now I want you to think about this man, Hezekiah, first of all, before we look particularly at his sin. The man who was guilty of this sin was a king who was called Hezekiah. And there are two things about Hezekiah that I would leave with you. First of all, Hezekiah was a believing man. He was a believer. Well, we're not talking about an unsaved man here. We're talking about a believer. We're talking about a man who is a child of God and who knew God and who had communion with the Lord. You read in chapter 31, for example, and verse 20, "Thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God." And there's much in that verse, but it is the pronoun "his" that I particularly draw your mind to. That Jehovah was his God. And then in verse 21, "And every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God." He's a seeker of the Lord. He's a lover of the house of God. He's a lover of the law and the commandments, and he seeks to serve the Lord and to seek him with all his heart. He's a good man. He does right. He does truth before the Lord. But he rendered not again to the benefit done unto him. A believing man, and yet guilty of ingratitude. You know, it's not only the unsaved that can be guilty of this sin. It's prevalent among God's people. The infection can be rooted still in a believing heart. And we that are the people of God need to remind ourselves of this. And Hezekiah is the one who stands out before us as the man of God who did not render to the Lord according to the benefits he received from the Lord. If we are Christians, and I trust that most of us are here tonight, if we are Christians, then we need to be conscientious about this matter. We need to search our hearts and lives and be careful that we are not failing to render unto the Lord his due. The Lord has his due. And we are not to fail to render that unto him. We're prone to forget to thank the Lord. And we're constantly exhorted to it in Scripture, aren't we? Don't we sometimes sing that psalm, Psalm 100, about entering into God's house with praise? Psalm 100, and the verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So we can't forget about it, child of God. The Bible tells us about it so often. With thanksgiving, come into the house of God with thanksgiving. Come before the Lord with thanksgiving. We read of it there in Colossians. The epistle to the Colossians on several occasions refers to thanksgiving and the importance of it. Colossians chapter 1 and the verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father. And then Colossians chapter 3, the part that we read, verse 15, be ye thankful. And then verse 17, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. There's a brief epistle, and yet on three occasions we are reminded of the necessity and the duty of giving thanks to God. The guilt of ingratitude lies heavy on the world. It also lies heavy on the church. He was a believing man, and yet he was not grateful enough. But not only was he a believing man, he was a specially blessed man. A specially blessed man. Hezekiah had wonderful blessings in his life. He not only was a man of God, but he was a man that the Lord did render much unto. And that's implied in the text, isn't it? Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. There was a great benefit in his life. In fact, there were many great blessings in his life. They were great benefits that he received. He was a man who experienced many remarkable answers to prayer. We'll not go into all the details, but you'll remember there was the deliverance from Sennacherib. A hopeless situation Jerusalem seemed to be in, surrounded by the armies, a great multitude. And there was the mockery of the enemies. The enemy thought they had King Hezekiah and Jerusalem in their grasp. It looked bleak. But Hezekiah, as you know, he prayed before the Lord. He brought all the matter before God. And there was a great deliverance. Verse 22, you briefly read about it. It's described in more detail elsewhere. But in verse 22 of our chapter, thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. So here is a man of God blessed, a man of God protected, a man of God saved, a man of God delivered from his enemies and from all his enemies, a man of God who has the guidance of the Lord in his life on every side. Here's a man not left without God. Here's a man not left without guidance. Here's a man not left in the dark about anything he brings to the Lord. He's a blessed man indeed. He's a man who has recently recovered from a remarkable death. In fact, that's the immediate context of our text tonight. Verse 24, in those days, Hezekiah was sick to the death. He was at death's door and prayed unto the Lord. And he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. So the Lord raised him up. And he gave him a marvellous sign as well. It was so marvellous a sign that even some people came from the Far East to find out more about it. It was such a remarkable thing. It was a miraculous sign. Here's a man blessed. We thought of Hezekiah. Let's think of ourselves now. And you've been blessed. So you have, as individuals and as a congregation. Has the Lord not blessed us? Has he not blessed us with the gospel? Has he not blessed us with the desire to hear the gospel? Has he not blessed us with the heart to believe the gospel? Has he not blessed us with faith in Jesus? Yes, has he not blessed us with a Savior? A Savior that is our Savior, a personal Savior. He's brought us to Christ. He's blessed us with all blessing in heavenly places in Jesus. Yes, we're the blessed men and women, the believing men and women. And the Lord has blessed us. He has provided for all our needs. He has raised us up in sickness. He has lifted up our spirits when we have been dejected. He has helped us when we've been cast down. He has guided us whenever we needed that guidance. He has blessed us with this building. He has blessed us with this complex. He has blessed us with people. He has blessed us with finances. He has blessed us much. We are Hezekiahs who have received benefit from the Lord. Consider the benefits of the Lord in your own life then. But let us think then about the sin he was guilty of. A man of God and a blessed man at that, and yet he was guilty of this. It is the sin of ingratitude. Observe how it is described in our text. It doesn't just say he was unthankful. It says he rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. He didn't give according to the benefit that was done unto him. His rendering again didn't reflect the gratitude that the Lord was due. And we're told the reason for that. We're told what the root of his ingratitude was. His heart was lifted up. Now we'll explain this a wee bit more as we proceed. But in actual fact, what the king here is doing is he's not treating the Lord right. Did you get that? I'm not saying that he didn't say thank you. We'll see that he did say thank you. But what I'm saying is, he didn't treat the Lord right as one who had received benefit from that Lord. He didn't render again according to the benefit received. Hezekiah failed to make a proper return. Blessing always requires a return from us. Not in the amount that we receive, not even in the kind that we receive, but every blessing that God gives us requires a return of some kind and of some proportion and of some dimension, even in our giving week by week. And that's the guideline for our giving on to the Lord in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, what does the Lord require of us in our giving? Our giving is to be a gratitude thing. It's to be with a cheerful heart. It's to be part of our worship, part of our thanksgiving, part of our giving unto the Lord. In chapter 16, verse 2, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you, you see, no one is accepted, because every one of you have been blessed in the congregation. Every one of you have been saved by grace. Every one of you have the health and strength to make a means of income. Every one of you then therefore lay by him in store. And do you see the measure? According as God hath prospered him. So there's to be a return to the Lord in accordance with how the Lord has blessed you and prospered you. Hezekiah was greatly blessed, but he didn't make a proper return unto the Lord. Immediately after these deliverances, he did praise God, because the deliverances were very fresh in his mind, and he did thank God. There's every indication he gave thanks to God. For example, in Isaiah chapter 38, and verse 9, after his sickness, we read verse 9, the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. So whenever he did recover from his sickness, he immediately put his pen to paper and he did write a thanksgiving to the Lord. He wrote out a kind of a psalm. And in verse 19, you read of praise in it. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. So here's a man who's just newly been healed. Here's a man who's just been brought from the gates of death, and he's filled with praise, and he writes a psalm, and he makes his promise, I praise the Lord this day, and I'm going to sing unto him all the days of my life, and I'm going to do it in his house. So he has gratitude in his heart in that instance of his deliverance, and he has thankfulness in the heat of the moment and in that hour of the Lord's working. He is filled with thankfulness, and that's good. But true gratitude, brethren and sisters, is more than just being thankful in the heat of the moment. True gratitude is something that is present in a man's life always. Let me illustrate it. Someone does you a great kindness, and of course in the heat of the moment you're overwhelmed with the kindness, and you give thanks to that person. Just a simple thank you, that's all that person wants and expects, and that's sufficient, and it's sincere. And you'll not be coming back every day and every week, thank you for that, thank you for that, thank you for that. You'll not be all over the person about that. But ever afterwards, you will be always kind and grateful for that benefactor. You'll never say a bad word about him. You'll never hear a bad word about him. You'll always think of him highly. You'll not be always telling it in his ear, of course. You'll not be all over him. There's such a thing as flattery, and God would not have us to do that. But nevertheless, in your heart there is a gratitude. And you have a respect always for that person. And you'll be slow to hear bad reports about that person. You'll always testify to his good character, as you yourself have seen it and witnessed it. He'll always be your friend, and you'll always be his friend. You'll render to him according to the benefit he's given unto you. And so you can see it's more than a simple thank you, isn't it? And that's how the Lord is to be treated. Yes, he gives us our benefits and we really thank him and we praise him. But you know, we live appreciative of that benefactor. We always have a good word to say about him. We never hear a bad word about him. We'll always testify to his goodness. We'll always do what he requires of us and what he expects of us. We'll never return him evil. We'll never return him evil for the good that he has done to us. That's what it ought to be. But we find, child of God, we sometimes let the Lord down, don't we? We sometimes let the Lord down, and we don't render again to him according to the benefit that we have received. That's what Hezekiah failed to do. He forgot God, and he didn't render again according to the benefit that he received. You see, the Bible says his heart was lifted up. Now, it doesn't say he was unthankful by words, but it says his heart was lifted up. And that base act, a heart being lifted up, that base act was an act of ingratitude against God. And that's what I mean by the sin of ingratitude against God. I'm not meaning just not thanking him. I'm not meaning not singing the psalms and the hymns and getting down by our beds day by day and thanking the Lord and praising the Lord as we do in our prayer meetings as well. I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about our life. Is there a behavior in our life? Is there an attitude in our hearts that when it comes down to the foundation of it, it's just an act of base ingratitude to God? Do you thus requite the Lord, child of God? Is this your kindness to your heavenly benefactor, that your heart should be lifted up with pride? Or that you should become arrogant? Or that you should develop bad attitudes to God's people? Is that your thankfulness to the Lord? Is that your kindness to the God who was gracious and kind to you? Hezekiah did not render according to the benefit done unto him, for he let his heart be lifted up with pride. And we know the example of the pride that he did. He brought all the ambassadors in from Babylon and he showed them all around his treasures, and he was so puffed up with all the prosperity that God had given him. He was so puffed up with it all and displayed it all before the Babylonians. It's not enough to say, I thank you, Lord. It's not enough to say, I love you, Lord. Yes, let us say those things. But what God wants, child of God, is a life of gratitude. And a heart of gratitude and affection. What God wants is this attitude. Lord, you have always done a kindness to me. Let me never do an evil to thee. An evil by my actions, or even an evil in the emotions of my heart. That's gratitude. That's what Hezekiah failed to do. And I want you to notice it is such a serious sin that it is often chastened by the Lord. Because we read here in verse 25, Hezekiah rendered not according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. You know, God will show indignation against ingratitude. He will. Hezekiah was chastened upon him, and it affected the whole city and the whole country, upon Judah and upon Jerusalem. It affected the whole nation because, well, he's a king, you see, and he's high up. And God chastens him in that which he governs. Ingratitude has the wrath of God abiding on it. Romans chapter 1 is a terrifying chapter. Romans chapter 1 talks about the revelation of the wrath of God. You read about it in chapter 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Now, that's a powerful verse. It doesn't say the wrath of God shall be revealed. It says it already is. And that's a powerful sermon in itself. I want you to notice some of the things that the wrath of God is revealed against. And in verse 21, we're told concerning the wicked, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. They were ungrateful. Now again, that means more than just the words of giving thanks. That means more in the Bible. Yes, the Lord wants us to give the words of thankfulness and praise, but he wants the life of gratitude. And the wicked, the ungodly, who don't know God and who don't glorify God, this is their great sin. This is the sin that heads the list. Yes, the apostle goes down through a great description of the many sins of the ungodly. But here's the first. Ungrateful, unthankful, neither were thankful. The wrath of God is revealed against that. And if the wrath of God is revealed against that in the world, then if God sees it in the church, and if God sees it in his people, he must chasten it. For the Bible says judgment must begin at the house of God. Let us recall this. Let us not live lives of ungratefulness and unthankfulness. Let us walk humbly. Let us do justly. Let us love mercy And let us walk with our God thankfully and gratefully, with a life of gratitude and of praise. Let's not be unthankful to the Lord, brethren and sisters. Lest the Lord chasten us sore. Don't be an unthankful congregation. Don't be an ungrateful congregation. You have much to thank God for. And I can see that at least by being in this house and hearing the history of the congregation. I can see that at least. And I hope that you can see it too. And you walk gratefully. So let us not be like Hezekiah. Let us render again according to the benefit done unto us by the Lord. I've been speaking in the main to the child of God tonight, of course. I know that. Maybe there's someone unsaved tonight in the meeting. The Lord has done you many benefits. He's given you the benefit of hearing the gospel, hasn't he? He's given you the benefit of keeping you out of hell. He's given you the benefit of time to repent and believe. And he offers you salvation through his son Jesus. And that's a benefit in itself, a great benefit. A benefit that he should present a Savior to sinners. Oh, render again to him according to the benefit that you receive by receiving Christ and by believing him. But let me close in my comments to the people of God. Let us always make a solemn inquiry about this matter, child of God. Are you thankful to the Lord? Are you humbly grateful to God? Trust you are. I trust that you'll have the attitude and the spirit of the psalmist. May the Lord always give us the heart of the psalmist. The psalmist knew how to thank God. Psalm 103, we often sing it together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget his benefits, child of God. Don't forget them. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You have to sometimes stir yourself up, don't you? Oh, you get down and you look at this person and you get that offended. And you need to get a hold of your soul. And you say, oh, my soul, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, be stirred up to bless the Lord for all his benefits. Always be grateful to God. Another classic example of the psalmist's intention to render according to the benefits received is Psalm 116 and verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? That's a good attitude. That's a good attitude not only to reflect on the benefits, but to ask yourself, what shall I render? What does the Lord expect from me? And what shall I do unto him for all his benefits unto me? What kind of return ought I to give to God? And we should often make that practical inquiry in our hearts. What can I do for the Lord? What can I give unto God for all that he has given unto me? Surely there's something I can do for the Lord. Oh, we would that more of God's people had that attitude toward the Lord and in his house. Well, you see what the psalmist resolves. I'll take the cup of salvation. It does not make us think of the Lord's table. I'll be at his table. That's the very least that I can do. He's given me the benefit of salvation. He saved me by his grace. And he says, this do in remembrance of me. So the very least that I can do is to take the cup. The cup that he's given to me. And so we remember the Lord around his table in our gratitude to him. Oh, it's ungrateful when God's people go out month after month and don't remember the Lord. That's ingratitude. And then he says there, I will call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pray. That's the very least that I could do. I'll pray unto him. I'll pray unto him every day. Yes, I'll be at the prayer meeting. I will be seeking the Lord and calling upon him. He'll be hearing my voice. Because he's been good to me. and to be prayerless would be base ingratitude and an evil against Him. So I'll call upon Him. I'll be praying because He's good to me. And then he says, I'll pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. He'll be in the congregation. I'll be in the presence of the people of God and I'll be paying my vows. I'll be giving my offering unto the Lord. I'll be giving myself unto the Lord and I'll be doing it in the presence of His people. I'll be in the assembly of the saints. I'll render unto Him according to the benefits that I received. I'll be in the presence of His people paying my vows there. I'll be singing the song of the Lord in the house of the Lord, even as Hezekiah resolved in that great chapter, Isaiah 38. These are the things that we, the people of God, ought to do to show our gratitude to the Lord. There are many other things we should do too. May the Lord give us a heart of gratefulness to God.